From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council is expected to support new sanctions on North Korea. The sanctions are in response to its latest nuclear bomb and ballistic missile tests. A resolution drafted by the United States and introduced last Thursday calls for a total arms embargo on the North, a mandatory inspection of all cargo in and out of North Korea, and a halt to the import of any products that could be used for military purposes. The United Nations Refugee Agency is warning Europe its refugee crisis is worsening as tens of thousands of people become stranded in Greece. Henry Ridgewell has more.
Hundreds of migrants continue to arrive by the hour at the Greece-Macedonia border. Aid agencies estimate more than 8,000 people are camped at the frontier. Greek authorities are building bigger camps away from the border, but the migrants are determined to press on toward Western Europe, and the pressure is building. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says the cessation of hostilities in his country offers a glimmer of hope. In a German television interview, Mr. Assad said his government will do its part to make the truce work. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called the next few days critical in building momentum toward a goal of de-escalating the Syrian conflict. A suspected Islamic radical appeared before the International Criminal Court Tuesday to answer charges that he helped destroy historic religious sites in the Malian city of Timbuktu. Ahmed Al-Faqi Al-Mahdi spoke only briefly during the pretrial hearing at The Hague. He is accused of organizing the destruction of 14 mausoleums and a mosque in the city. This is VOA News.